Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. I'm Allison Stewart, along with Rachel Martin.
Hello.
Hello. I think one of the highlights of the morning is when everybody starts sending around their most emailed, most viewed, and the most commented stories that they've dug up on the internet. We're a sick bunch. That's all I'm going to say. We've thrown out the ones that show just how very ill we are. And now we're going to get to the daily roundup of the most emailed, searched, read stories from the far corners of the internet and the far corners of our minds. It's time for the most. I like this one because it is from one of our staffers' hometown papers. This is sort of the essence of what the most is. You have some paper or some source that means something to you. So, Ilan Chilag.
Yes, ma'am. I knew this was going to be a most because three people emailed it to me. It was the most popular on the Charleston Daily Mail. Charleston, West Virginia.
Where you hail from.
Okay. Yeah, I grew up there, and there's not a lot of homeless people there. And if you live there, you know a couple of them. There's one guy, the Kanawha City Baby, which we'll talk about on another Bryant Park project in the future.
You gotta get closer to the mic, Ian.
Oh, but hello.
There you go.
So there's this guy, Aqualung, who's a homeless guy who everyone in Charleston knows. I mean, you see him, you say, hey, Aqualung. We call him that because he looks like the guy from the Jethro Tull album, Aqualung.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, he's been in Charleston for more than 30 years, pushing around a grocery cart. There were all these rumors about him that he had been a federal agent who had a mental breakdown. Another story that he had been a high-powered attorney whose wife left him and his heart broke and he flipped out and ended up on the street. At one point, he actually helped solve a murder. He found a body in the dumpster and reported it to police. He's a Charleston, West Virginia institution. Anyway, so this couple bought him a house in 2004, got him off the street, and in 2006, they wanted to renovate to make it a better place for him to live. Apparently, the renovation, all the people coming in and fixing it, really irked him, and he disappeared. And this story in the Daily Mail is, you know, they're still looking for him. Nobody's seen him for more than a year now. And, you know, Aqualung, if you're out there, Charlestonians, we want to find you.
We're thinking
you're doing
about
okay.
You. Nice story.
Rachel, you're going next.
I am?
Yes.
Okay. I am going to tell you about a story that was the number 6 mover on Yahoo Buzz. It's a piece about Shelby Lynn.
Yeah, she's like one of the most searched terms.
Indeed, one of the most searched terms. There was a big article, a profile of her in the New York Times Magazine on Sunday.
I love Shelby Lynn.
Yes, Allison loves her. I love her. Matt, do you love her?
I also love her.
Matt
very
Martinez
much.
Loves her.
I have many of her albums.
And she is releasing a new album later this month that's a tribute to Dusty Springfield.
Oh.
And people are saying that, well, Shelby Lynn is saying this could be her best effort yet.
Well, yeah, but she's had about 10 albums. Mm-hmm. And it was one of those people where she was nominated for Best New Artist at the Grammys after 8 different records. And a lot of people say she sounds quite a bit like Dusty Springfield. So she's kind of going to just break the curse already and give her tribute to Dusty Springfield. Maybe that'll help her break on through. Of course, she said that after many cocktails.
Yes, many cocktails. She's a little frisky, that Shelby Lynn.
Yes,
and
like
our
her.
Intrepid producer, director, Jacob Gantz, has pulled a couple of samples so we can hear how Shelby Lynn stacks up to Dusty Springfield. What are we going to hear,
I think we're
Jacob?
Starting with Dusty Springfield.
Okay, we're going to start with Dusty Springfield.
Dusty first.
Okay, Dusty first.
Great song.
Just a little love early in the morning beats a cup of coffee for
beats a cup of coffee for starting off the day. Just a little love when the world is dawning makes you wake up feeling good. Things
you never would have thought that a woman with that voice pulled a gun on someone in a studio.
Right?
That's lovely. Yeah, though. Shelby, she gets me right in the heart whenever I hear her sing.
She got so much pain. You know that artist? She's got pain in her background.
She knows it for real.
Yeah.
All right, so let's check this out. Maybe you have checked this out already. This is one of the most viewed stories from the New York Post and Gawker.com, which is sort of a fun media gossip website, so it's one of its most viewed videos. A lot of people have checked it out. I'm just going to read you the title of this most viewed article, the New York Post. Cruz shows his crazy in web video. Okay?
It's an understatement.
Yeah. This is a video that has surfaced on YouTube of Tom Cruise. It shows him speaking out quite impassionedly about Scientology.
I haven't seen this.
Yeah, in some ways, you know, you have to go to our website to look at it.
We'll link through to it.
I was even a little bit worried about airing the audio, which is kind of why we're not airing it. Also because, you know, we're actually a little bit behind today. But but it has to do with the fact that Scientology has pretty much issued injunctions against people who had this video up on their sites and said, you cannot host this.
Oh my.
And Gawker says, you know, this is news. This is a news story.
Right.
And so does the Post. And so that's why they are keeping it up.
Okay. So this can't stop me from reading quotes from it, though, can they?
No, it
that
cannot.
That are printed in a newspaper in the most emailed article. A few choice tidbits from the video, according to the Post. Scientologists like to learn. Now is the time. Being a Scientologist, people are turning to you, so you better know it. You better know it. And if you don't, go learn it. Don't pretend you know it or whatever. We're here to help. One of Tom Cruise's sayings about Scientology. And I was sharing with everybody, I had to go do a round the world thing with Tom Cruise for the Today Show. And in foreign countries, he speaks very clearly and at length in press conferences about Scientology. I don't know if it's here in the States. Does PR people try to keep a cap on it?
Which is weird, because in Europe, it's such an irreligious society compared
yes.
to America.
Oh, my favorite question in Berlin. You'll appreciate this. You lived in Berlin. So, Tom Cruise, when are the aliens coming down to meet us? Literally, somebody asked him that in a press.
Are not funny. They're totally funny.
So, you might want to check out that video, or maybe you don't. But anyway, just letting you know, people are watching it.